Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Layla and a very happy birthday to Maggie. Layla and Maggie, I hope you have awesome birthdays. And I want to send a very special shout out to Sammy and Harry. Layla, Maggie, Sammy, and Harry, thank you all so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, or if you would like me to wish them a happy birthday, head to patreon.com/girltales. And donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Morgiana's Treasure. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. Her name is Morgiana. And she lives here in Freshwater. Morgiana's family is from Iran, which is a place that is famous for mountains and plains. Iran doesn't have any big rivers or big lakes, but Morgiana loves being on and around water. Her family says she could paddle a kayak when she was just 4 years old. And she was paddleboarding around Freshwater Lake when she was five. Today, Morgiana owns and operates a boat shop. She builds and sells boats, canoes, and kayaks to visitors and residents of Freshwater. And being out on the lake is still her favorite thing in the whole world. She wakes up extra early every morning to paddle out onto the lake in her kayak and take in the views of sunrise over Freshwater. Then she paddles back to her boat shop and gets back to building boats, canoes, and kayaks. There was one particular kayak ride that Morgiana told me about that I'd like to share with you. It was a spring day when she was just 13 years old. The snow had all melted, and the dogwood, crabapple, and cherry trees were blossoming. The air smelled like flowers, and the whole world felt exciting and new. Morgiana paddled her kayak out to the very middle of Freshwater Lake. She sat and looked at all of the trees on the shoreline, and the blue sky up above, and the rippling water around her. She felt so happy and peaceful on the lake. But then suddenly, there was a big screeching sound. Morgiana looked around. She wondered if it could be Nessie, the friendly water dragon who lives in Freshwater Lake. But it was the time of year that Nessie was still in Loch Ness in Scotland. So what could have made that screech? Came the sound again, closer this time. Morgiana looked at the water, then at the shoreline, and didn't see anything. Then she looked up at the sky, and there it was. A huge bird, bigger than a hawk or an eagle, was circling right above her. Ah! Morgiana shouted, and she started paddling hard for the shore. But the huge bird was diving down toward her and was flying so fast. Morgiana felt the bird's big feet wrap around her shoulders, and she was lifted right out of her kayak. Before we get any further in the story, I want to make sure that you remember Freshwater is a place where magical creatures live, and that in most other parts of the world, it is very unlikely that you would ever get picked up out of a kayak and carried away by a giant bird. Just so you know.
Hey, put me down!
Morgiana shouted at the bird, but the giant bird just screeched. They were getting higher and higher above Freshwater Lake, Morgiana had an amazing view over all of Freshwater, but she was too busy squirming and trying to break free to enjoy the view. As the bird flew higher, Morgiana stopped squirming and started holding on. They were high above the trees and heading toward a big cliff. Morgiana worried that if she fell now, she might get hurt, so she hung on tight to the giant bird's feet. The giant bird screeched and circled toward the cliff. As they got closer, Morgiana could see some dead tree branches that were gathered together. She realized this must be the bird's nest. She wondered if this huge bird was taking her back to the nest to eat her for lunch. Just as she thought about being eaten by the giant bird, she felt the grip on her shoulders release, and she fell right into the nest. Luckily, she landed on a pile of soft feathers. Also luckily, the giant bird turned and flew away, circling as it went.
Hey, get back here, bird. I'm not your lunch. Take me back to my kayak,
Morgiana shouted after the bird. But the bird kept flying. Morgiana brushed herself off and looked around. She was in a nest, all right. There were feathers lining the bottom and tree branches that had been woven together. When Morgiana looked out of the nest, she saw how high up she was. The trees of the forest looked tiny. They were far, far below. And the top of the cliff was high, high above her. She was stuck in the middle of a cliff, in the nest of a giant bird that was probably going to eat her. And she was scared. Morgiana clambered from the edge of the nest over to the middle, thinking about how to escape, when she suddenly spotted three enormous eggs. The eggs were light brown and spotted, and they were as tall as Morgiana. She marveled at the giant eggs when suddenly something else caught her eye. In the rocks behind the nest were some shiny, bright crystals. Morgiana climbed over to get a closer look. The rocks were so shiny and clear as the clearest water. They looked like bigger versions of the stone in her mom's ring, which she knew was a diamond. Could these rocks be diamonds? Morgiana knew that diamonds are the hardest and strongest stone in nature. So if they were diamonds, they would be harder than the rock that made up the cliff. She picked up one of the clear stones and banged it into the cliff. A small piece of the cliff rock broke off. This was almost certainly a diamond. She grabbed a couple handfuls of the diamonds and put them in her pockets. She still had her life vest on from the kayak, so she stuck some of the diamonds in her life vest too. If she could figure out a way to get off of the cliff, she would be bringing back a fortune in diamonds. The hardness of the diamonds gave her an idea. As she stuck some of the diamonds into her life vest, it made her sparkle and shine. It was turning her life vest into an armored jacket. Now, if that giant bird came back to the nest, Morgiana had armor strong enough to keep her from being eaten. Suddenly, something moved in the nest. Morgiana froze. What could it be? One of the eggs was shaking. Oh no, the eggs were hatching. Morgiana did not want to fight off the babies of this giant bird. A tiny hole opened up, and a very big baby beak poked out of the hole. Peep, peep! The ginormous bird was breaking through its shell. The second and third egg started to shake and crack. Soon, all three baby birds the size of Morgiana would be peeping out of their eggs. Morgiana rushed to get a few more diamonds from the cliff into the outside of her life vest and the inside of her pockets. The mama bird that had carried Morgiana to the nest was coming back. She must have heard her babies peeping and hatching, and Morgiana was pretty sure she was on the menu for their first meal. She had to act and act fast. She looked around. There were the baby birds, the branches, the giant downy feathers, the eggshells, and the diamonds. There had to be a way to get out of the nest and down the cliff. She could try hitching a ride on the giant bird or sliding down the rocky cliff face on an eggshell, but both seemed too dangerous. How was she going to get out of here? The mama bird was getting closer and closer. Morgiana remembered how the diamonds were hard enough to break the cliff rocks. Maybe she could use the diamonds to create handholds and climb down the cliff. It was worth a try. She stuck some diamonds through the holes into her water shoes, then grabbed two diamonds and hammered them into the cliff face, just beside the nest. She did not dare look down. She was so high up. Morgiana held on tight to the diamonds and swung her legs out of the nest and over to the wall of the cliff. She stuck her feet into the cliff and it worked. The diamonds were strong enough to use as footholds and handholds. Morgiana was strong. After all, her favorite activity was kayaking and canoeing. You need strong arms to do that. And she used her strength and the diamonds to help her climb down the cliff. Morgiana knew the giant bird had spotted her. It was flying toward her. The enormous bird stuck out its legs and opened its taloned feet to pick her up. Morgiana scrunched her eyes shut, thinking she was done for. Just then, the sun peeked out from behind a cloud. The sun's rays illuminated the diamonds all over Morgiana's life vest, and they shined so brightly that the giant bird was momentarily blinded. The huge mama flapped away, shaking her head to try and clear her vision. Morgiana wasted no time. She started climbing down the cliff using the diamonds to create hand and footholds. As long as the sun was out, her diamond vest would keep that giant bird away. After an hour of hard climbing, Morgiana was nearly to the tree line. She looked up and saw that the giant bird was in her nest with her babies. She was pretty sure she was safe. She climbed down the last few feet. Her arms and legs were shaking with how hard climbing was. Finally, phew, she reached the ground. She took a few deep breaths. She had made it. While she was climbing down the cliff, she had seen the road back to the lake, and she knew her way home from there. It was a long walk, but it was better than being carried by a giant bird. She made it to the lake toward evening and was home by nightfall. When she got home, her mom and dad and two sisters asked her how her day was. Then their jaws dropped when they saw the diamonds studding her life vest. And then their jaws hit the floor when she pulled handfuls of diamonds out of her pockets. Morgiana told her family the story of being picked up by the giant bird, pulled out of the lake and carried to the giant nest, finding the diamonds, and her narrow escape. Her family listened, rapt. They were astounded and amazed. They had a cup of chai to calm their nerves. Morgiana's parents were very clear that any money she earned from the diamonds should go into an investment account for her future. That's exactly what they did. And when Morgiana grew up, the money had grown, enough to buy a house and to build her boat shop. And now Morgiana gets to do what she loves every single day. If you wonder what happened to those giant birds, don't worry. A team of macrobiology specialists safely captured all four of the giant birds, which it turns out are called rocs, and relocated them to a giant animal refuge up north in Canada. They get to hang out with mastodons, griffins, and even a few woolly mammoths. Morgiana told me the whole story last time I went kayaking with her at Freshwater Lake. The weather here is finally getting warmer, and there's nothing better than paddling out to the middle of the lake, looking around at the water below, the shoreline beyond, and the sky above. Who knows what adventures await? That was Morgiana's Treasure, written and produced by Tessa Flannery. Guest starring Merritt Marsh. An executive produced and performed by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe you and I believe in you.
Strong in the night. You gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember. Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being a princess is bigger than a crown. Being a kindness.